Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us, everybody. This is Robert J with your radio promo, and welcome to Thursday. That's right, December 10th. That's only about, 15 days left till Christmas. My goodness, time is flying, and before you know, we'll be between the lull of the 1 week where we pretty much kick around and do a whole lot of nothing and get ready for the new year. Of course, the new year is going to be exciting, 2016. There's some great stuff happening. I'm sure the future is bright for many of you folks. And if it's not so bright today, just cheer up. It'll get better. Don't worry. Just go forward. Just focus on what you plan on doing next, how you plan on making your next great effort towards success within your home-based business, within your own personal life. Today our subject is, I'm kind of combining two things I've been covering for the last couple of weeks. We're talking about blogging, of course, and also blogging while staying ahead of the social media curve. And what I've explained on previous broadcasts, the social media curve is, when I say stay ahead of it, there's so many great things that are popping up pretty much every single week. brand new apps constantly are hitting the internet, and there's so much great technology out there. It's just amazing how this the youth of America have given them a lot of their props as far as what they've created. The millennials, of course, even the baby boomers out there, of course, have contributed as well. Wasn't for the baby boomers, if you will, you wouldn't have certain products out there, as, for example, Microsoft, Apple, Dell, just to name a few. But anyway, let me see. I'm just checking at my notes here. I wanted to cover the stuff, and I'm trying to streamline some of my shows, and I want to keep rambling on. Sound like some crazy person. We do plan on having some guests to join us on the show. Very well, most likely it'll be starting happening next week. And the whole premise, if you're even a business owner, if you want to talk about your business, that's fine. The basically, it's as of right now, we're not charging anything. I always put that little disclaimer in there because things could change, just like the internet is forever changing. It could change. However, we realize that it's better to just go ahead and just keep people a spotlight, especially being in this wonderful networking world that we live in right now. I think it's very important to get the word out there to other folks who may be struggling in their businesses. And if I invite people who are successful in their business, and they can share one or two tips with our listening audience and entrepreneurs out there, or AKA netpreneurs, I think it'd be priceless and a great thing to do to help many of the folks out there who are either struggling or just getting started with their internet marketing career. It's great to sit home and drink a cup of coffee or tea, whatever your preference is, and to get out into the rat race and actually make a living sitting at your desk at home. Of course, a lot of us still hold jobs, and that's important. You got to support your family and pay for your insurance and all that stuff. But it's nice to know that you can actually work towards an end goal, if you will, or end goal of what you're doing today, and focus on perfecting whatever it is your passion, whatever it is your niche that you're focusing on, to make that a reality, and then bring home the bacon, so to speak, so you can actually have more time with your family, more time freedom, and more time to do projects that what you were born on this earth in the first place to do, you know, what you feel in your heart that you want to share with folks. And it's like another series I was covering, and I'm going to be bringing in more of those in 2016, blogging from the heart, or blogging to the heart, or better yet, blogging to your heart's content. And content, basically are two different meanings, but are you content with what you're doing with your life? What is it that you want to do? Where are you going? Write it down. Put it on a notepad. Write it on a piece of paper. Whatever it happens to be. You have an idea. I had an idea today of a song, believe it or not, and really inspired. And I said, I got to get to something. I can write this down. And I got it down on I can't really say paper because I went right online and put it into one of my documents. And I'll be able to go back there and edit it, but at least I got that idea written down. So if you're doing any kind of blogging, any kind of writing is blogging, basically get it out there. If you got something to share, get it out there to the rest of the community, rest of the world, because we'd love to hear from you and hear about it and figure out, you know, what it is that you want to write about, and just start writing. Whatever's on your mind, my recommendation, get between 3 and 5 paragraphs. 300 to 500 words, possibly. Put a few words in there to have something to do with what you're writing about, aka keywords. And at the very end of your blog, you'll have about 2 or 3 sentences. It gives you one sentence, tells a little bit about yourself, what you've done, what you're accomplishing, what your goals are. Maybe contact information. It could be either an email, your Twitter handle, or a phone number. My recommendation is, now, with the way social media, and that's what I'm leading to right now, the social media, the way it's evolved, is I highly recommend, and it's a lot of the pros out there, guys I've been listening to, and ladies as well, that I'm learning from on a daily basis, they say to you, definitely by all means, get it uniform, promote yourself, you are the brand, so when you're doing your blogging or doing social media, you're telling people about yourself, say, hey, here, give me a phone call or drop me an email, just go ahead and give them your Twitter address. Twitter can actually, you can get messages at Twitter as well, just like an email. Anyway, this is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. We do appreciate you tuning in today. You can check out, I've got a few things I've been working on, of course. Just establish a new website. And this, this is my part of my starting my streamlining process myself. If you go to rjokwillis.online, it's rjokwillis.online. I'm going to be adding more things as time goes on. But you can check out some of the things that I'm doing now. I'm going to have other free stuff, lots of free stuff, of course, but ways that you can actually plug into different tools and get educated yourself so you can actually start building your own home-based business, whether you're in direct sales, network marketing, car sales, insurance sales, whatever it is, whatever you're doing. If you're using the Internet, I definitely recommend you to get yourself completely set up with social media and keep it uniform. Right now I'm shooting for just my name, RJ OK Willis. My nickname may very well be RJ OK Will. But for the most part, I want to make sure that you understand that's what you want to do. Staying ahead of the social media curve, it's real simple. Like I mentioned earlier when I first started the program today, the social media, the Internet, the apps that are coming out every single day are changing things as we move along. It's continuously changing, continuously adjusting. You need to be yourself. You need to be adjusting to what the next great big thing is. Some things may not go over so well. A lot of these things are working out pretty well. So you want to make sure you plug into these particular tools so you can use them towards your gain, so you can actually succeed within this the social media community and stay on top of your game. Right now, of course, we've all heard of Facebook. If you don't have one, if you're a newbie, you know, by all means, get yourself set up with Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, of course, YouTube, without a doubt. Get yourself set up with a few others that I feel anyway are a big help to at least help you learn on what's actually going on out there, and you can plug into I'm broadcasting today from Blog Talk Radio. That's something you can use as well to get the word out there about yourself. Other social medias I'm using as well as is Tumblr. Tumblr's a great one. Another one I've used, StumbleUpon, it's very similar to Tumblr. But there, you can actually go in, you can put videos, you can do your writing. Actually, you can blog right there as well. The one blogging platform I use, and I write a lot of my blogs on right now at this present moment in time, is at the U.S. Home Workforce. And if you want to go check out that, you can go to my website at rjokwillis.online, and that'll actually take you right to the blogging platform. You just a little video on the right hand side there. It'll show you a little bit about what U.S. Home Workforce is about, but it'll also give you information on how you can get hooked up. As a matter of fact, if you want to go directly to there, you can go to consumerview.com, consumerview. That's my website, consumerview.com. If you go there, it'll bring up a capture page. Just fill out your information. It's free. And you'll be able to see exactly what's going on there. You can blog over there. Also, you can get educated completely on how to build an online business. Pretty much you can go right to consumerview.com and you can probably take care of almost all your needs. However, I do believe in variety, so it's nothing wrong with checking out a few other things. And that's what I'm going to be posting onto on my page over there, rjokwillis.online. As you notice, it says rjokwillis.online. Online, so it's like saying RJ OK Will is online. So if it's a little, hopefully that could be a little bit of a memory jogger for you if you're driving today. So just remember, it's my initials. I'm Robert J on the radio, of course, but RJ, my initials, Willis, right? W-I-L-L-I-S dot online. That's my plug for now. see. Now, as far as blogging, I guess I can't say enough, but there's really not a whole lot to really say. All you really need to do is just start writing. If you see something, if you feel like you can solve something, like see a need that's out there, you know, fulfill that need and write about it. Always, you know, every single day, you could write a daily blog, you could do a weekly blog. You don't have to, it's no obligation, just have fun with it. That's the biggest thing, is have fun with it. And every single day you do something, you're doing something. You're accomplishing something. So thereby, you can't say you haven't tried or you're not doing anything. As long as you do something, even if you take 10 minutes. When I do these radio programs, I had a few personal things that came up this week, so I wasn't able to do the show every single day, but you know, I was able to reschedule, and then it's great and all that. And these shows, of course, are recorded, so it's kind of cool there. So pretty much anybody can listen to replay, which is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful tool. And I really do appreciate having that available to myself and my group. But if you think about it, whatever you've done in your life, whatever you're doing now, it's an experience. You have something to offer people, right? So whatever you've accomplished, whatever you haven't accomplished, things you failed at, maybe you can actually teach somebody on what not to do, how to go down this road and succeed and share with people why it is that you feel this is not a good decision or not a good way to go, or a product that you may have used that, you know, this one was a no-name brand, but it was better. I mean, you can write about a bunch of things. I mean, my recommendation, if unless you're really into politics and stuff, don't get political, don't get too religious on stuff like that. But once again, if you're in that particular format, there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to write about those things, that's cool. If that's what you're focusing on, that's fine. But just like they say, even at work, you know, leave your politics and religion at home. Myself, I carry my faith on my heart, my shoulder, and it's in forefront. It's always there. However, I basically just don't bring it up in order to get into a heated discussion or whatever. I've overheard lots of things at different offices I've worked at that I didn't totally agree with, and a lot of times I wanted to say something, but if I did, it would pretty much end up in an argument, and it's just not worth it. And all you could really do was pray about it and move on. So for the most part, just whatever it is you're focusing on, whatever that particular subject is that you want to you know, share with the world, just get on there and blog. So go to consumerview.com, hook up with the blogging platform. You can upgrade over there. It's only $20 a month. It's not a lifetime obligation. If you decide to drop it, you can. But my recommendation is you're going to learn so much over there, and there's so much information on the internet to give you a PhD literally by just sitting and viewing, whether it be on YouTube or different audios that lots of people have shared content and in order to help others. And, you know, each person that does that, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, they obviously have something that they want to market or sell or whatever, and that's fine because there's nothing wrong with that. They're giving you free information. There's nothing wrong with supporting them, right, and using their services. And most times those types of services are pretty good, something that's actually going to help you move quicker towards your goal of succeeding with your online and home-based business. Once again, this is Robert J. with your radio promo. We're attempting to do a daily show Monday through Thursday right now, 8 a.m. Eastern. Feel free to check us out. You can also go to our website at rjokwillis.online, and that'll give you updates. We're going to have a whole bunch of – I'm actually still in the process of working on the site. So we've got a whole bunch of different topics. We're going to be talking about different things as well. I'm really passionate about, as an example, autism. My son is autistic, and we've been involved with that community for close to 15 years now, maybe a little bit less than that, but it's a great community of people. that are striving towards succeeding and helping out their loved ones. And this is something that I'm, like I said, passionate about. Is working on another project there as well. Austin'sWorld.org is our domain for that. So if you want to check that out, like I said, that's also another work in progress. Just recently started doing a blog strictly for that, explaining the story of how this all started. I'll be sharing more things, and also promoting other organizations out there that are actually supporting and helping out the autistic community throughout the U.S. and Canada. Anyway, let's try to think of what else. I'm just off the top of my head here. Now, as far as giving you some tips today, you know, sending with like something to start, maybe give a little bit of a, you might call it homework first per se. I would say, you know, the biggest thing you want to focus on when you're starting your business for your, you know, in social media or even just online, is you know, keep tabs on your ROI. I've read a couple of blogs in this article as well. But ROI, of course, is return on investment. If you only got a $100 budget, if you have a $50 budget, whatever it is, you can make it work. Streamline it. And as you earn income, as you make more money, you know, then invest some more money into your business. But you can keep tabs on the return on investment. But I would tell you right now, the way the internet has grown and the social medias that are available to us, like one social media, a couple of them obviously, is LinkedIn is great for anybody who's looking for a job. That's when it first came out. It's actually around even before Facebook was, believe it or not. They've actually updated their whole model, and people, if you're looking for a job, okay, get you know, go over there and sign up for LinkedIn. I mean, it's definitely a great medium to use. Another one, of course, is Google Plus. If you have got a Gmail account, there's so much stuff there that you can use to help you with your business, your everyday activities. Staying in touch with communities, doing Google Hangouts. Another one I started using recently, it's called Blab. It kind of took Google Hangouts and made it better. And if I understand, Google's even improving on what they've created initially. But the Blab is pretty awesome. Basically just several people getting in a chat, if you will, and sharing their ideas about success, whether it be about crocheting, or be about autism, building your business, how to use time management, getting a mastermind group going, things like that. And I've been in a few of those already. I'm actually starting to do that, my own Blab TV show myself. I'm still kind of in the testing stage, if you will. I'll do one later today. But for the most part, I think it's just any time you have an opportunity to get out there and meet more people and network, that's what you need to do. Take advantage of that. And you don't want to go in there with your totally selling something immediately. You want to establish relationships. You want to come in there not as a used car salesman, but you want to come in there as someone who has advice, or maybe someone who could be a good resource for whatever your talents might be. And that's I'm recommending that to you. And of course, that's what I've been learning as well over the last couple of months, while listening to a lot of different pros online, like Gary Vee. He's awesome. If you get a chance, you can check him out online. And of course, you got Grant Cardone, another guy, two people I listen to that are just fantastic. Marlon Sanders, he's awesome. I think Marlon Sanders was like my first quote-unquote mentor or whatever when I first got online. He's been around forever, and he's just a great guy, great personality. He's done some wonderful things. So I definitely could find those individuals out. You know, find them online. You just Google them. Go on YouTube. You can check them out. They'll give you some great insight. And I'm going to be having, like I said, on my website, rjokwillis.online, I'm going to have different products, probably from those guys as well, I said eventually, I said right now I'm building it as a blog, but eventually it probably will be a standalone website, similar to my viralvoiceovers.com website. But for the most part, I want to make sure people can come to one thing, and then they can, and I want you to come there and get all confused. I want you to come there where it's a resource for you, so it can help you build your business. So if you wanted to find out what we're doing, where we're at, updates about company, the business, we join some of our different topics, mailing lists, etc., you'd be able to come to one place. And a lot of my social medias are all going to be pretty much under that same name. Right now I've got Consumer View out there. I've got Viral Voiceovers out there. Bob's Best Success.com's out there. All of those I'm bringing it underneath. I'm generally bringing underneath one umbrella. I even have a customer relationship manager system, customer manager pro that I also market, and I'm actually doing some marketing with those folks. So I've got that there. So I've got pretty much everything at one site, and I guess it sounds to today almost like an infomercial, but I do apologize. That's not my intention, my total complete intention. I just wanted to let you know a little bit more about what we're doing. And as far as, like, tips and for social media, I would just say one thing, and I know we're running out of time already today. Just write down what it is you want to do. Write down 5 or 10 things. Even 5 is fine. Some people say 10 and all. They never get to 2, you know, because it looks so big. Just, you know, put down 5 major things that you want, that you're passionate about. And then weed out maybe a couple of those and figure out exactly what it is you want to focus on. And start working towards that. Just start writing. Like I said, you can go to any blogging platform, of course. You've got so many choices. It's amazing how many choices you have right now. I would recommend just get out there and definitely hook up a lot of social medias I mentioned to you today. Those alone will, even if you get 3 or 4 of them right now, just do one and then build it up. Then go another one, build it up. Do another one, build it up. You can only do so much in one day, but you'd be surprised what will happen. Like, say, if you do it like over the next month, say a month from today, say being 10th, say 10th of January, take a little bit of stock on yourself and see where you're at, whatever. Maybe your goal is January 1 or February 1. Okay, now I'm ready to go. Let's go ahead and get my product out there. Let me start telling people about, you know, advertising more, or telling my friends, or building up my social media account. I mean social media following on each front, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. See, what's nice about the thing with Instagram, Pinterest, all that, you make one picture, you can actually have that all, shared with the other networks. So you can do one effort, and they have tools out there like Hootsuite's one of them. Rebel Mouse is another. You can actually have all that hooked together, so when you make a post, eventually over time, a couple minutes to a couple hours, it actually posts it to all the different social medias that you've got hooked up in there. Anyway, want to thank you very much for joining us today. It has been great sharing my time with you, and looking forward to doing some great interviews starting next week. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. We appreciate you, and we wish you the very best of every success you can ever attain. Lawyer, father, listen, man. Then you can lay.
gonna be